Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When you see a judge use the phrase, the best interest of the child, he is probably about to abuse his power. For most of our history, the best interest of the child was a matter for parents to decide. Now, supremacist judges and liberal politicians use that phrase to enact their favorite policies. The recent surge of young Central American illegals across our border provides a perfect example. The unaccompanied alien children are clearly breaking our immigration laws. They even turn themselves in to the Border Patrol. If we had an immigration system based on the rule of law, these illegals would be promptly sent back to their home countries. Instead, the law lets judges and bureaucrats determine what is the best interest of the child. In practice, this means that many of the alien children are placed with remote family members in the United States. Many of these so-called family members are also illegal aliens. Sometimes our government cannot even verify that they are family, putting the children at risk of abuse. In theory, these children are told to appear before immigration judges several years later. In reality, the government hands them notices to appear in court, and then it's up to the illegals to comply. Even if they ever do show up, the law says that the best interest of the child guarantees them an advocate at taxpayer expense. The best interest of the child makes a mockery of our legal system because it's a loose expression that is not defined by any law. It also mocks our sovereignty. It makes our border security officials bend over backwards to satisfy the bureaucrats and judges instead of enforcing our laws. Meanwhile, the children are separated from their parents, far from their home. In this border crisis, the only interests served are those of the liberals, who now have admitted thousands of future voters.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Monday, and it is December 1st. Already, December 1st. 24 more days to Christmas shopping. By the way, little side note here about Christmas. I was watching the short-skirted, blonde-haired boobies on Fox this morning. And they even admitted, you know, if you want to get some real Christmas buys, wait till the day before Christmas. Most stuff in the stores will be about 70% off. So, get your wrapping paper ready and your bows. And you're going to be wrapping like crazy on Christmas Eve. Just open the presents in the morning and get 70% off. Now, why they would make an admission like that, I have no idea. Usually put up the imminent front. Oh, the economy is improving, but, you know, this bubble-headed, I don't know who she is. She does the Imus and Imus in the Morning show. And that's on Fox Business. And they have this woman on. Forgive me, I don't know her name. She's got a southern draw, and she's just a little bit sloppy with her facts. And she gets on there and she says, well, we just don't know why, you know, the shopping is down this year. What? You, what planet are you living on, you airhead? I know exactly why the economy is the way it is. Ron McDonald, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I haven't heard from you since Thanksgiving. I take it your Thanksgiving was okay?
Actually, it was a little depressing. I had a sub for me on Wednesday. Thursday rolled around. I had my Marie Callender's TV dinner with medallions and my Marie Callender piece of apple pie, lattice top apple pie. And no endorsement for Marie Callender's, but if you want to buy a frozen pie and cook it at home, that's the best one you can get. But make sure you get the lattice top. Okay. But Thursday,
well, that doesn't sound like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, I don't have much of a family left, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Yeah. That's neither here nor there. At any rate, by the way, Kettle Moraine Precious Metals does not represent Republic Trading Group. I just by accident clicked on our RTG banner, and it was directed over to Jeffrey Bennett's site, Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. Mr. Bennett no longer represents Republic Broadcasting or Republic Trading Group. And just to make sure, Manny, did you break that link? Did you break the link? Do it. Now that I've mentioned it on air. At any rate, yeah. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Actually, we celebrated it on Saturday because everyone was working, but it was pretty good.
Well, it was pretty good. Working? Doing what on Thanksgiving?
My daughters work for Safeway, so each of them had to stay till 6. So it made it difficult on Thursday.
I decompressed. This was the poor man's vacation. I just holed up in the house Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
And I did a lot of sleeping. And I just disconnected. And I needed to do that. I needed to decompress.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
With the pressure on you, yeah. And that brings up something. How's your campaign for funds and stuff? Do you have pledge drives or anything going on?
No. As a matter of fact, I just want to remind people, if you go up to the website, thank you for mentioning that. If you go up to the website and hit the donations button, you can join the Dollar a Day Club. The Dollar a Day Club is, just putting it simply, folks, you get a lot of information from this network. And we are not commercial, we're not Clear Channel, and we're not Cumulus. Okay, let me explain that. We have a transponder on one of the Cumulus birds, or it's now Westwood One. That's it. We have no contracts, no contractual obligations to them except to pay a bill for their transponder. You know, rumors were they were just running rampant. You see, GCN sellout. They're really Clear Channel. And these are people that don't know anything about radio. They don't know how stuff is distributed. They don't know stuff about hardly anything. And for a couple of years, yeah, you see, Genesis is Clear Channel. See? And actually, the rumor started, it was ABC Star Guide. And that was a satellite. Okay? I mean, just because you rent a transponder on a satellite orbiting the Earth doesn't make you part of their corporation. Except one thing. It's like driving on the government roads, folks. Any interstate in USA belongs to the federal government. Because you drive on it, does that make you a Fed? No, it doesn't. It's not the proper analogy, but I think you get the point. Because you use what they have out there doesn't make you part of it, per se. Now, if we really want to get technical, I guess it does. We're using their funny money, we're using their roads, and oh boy. But at any rate, you know, what is this worth to people? I've even had some people, now that the archives are up there and they're free, most people have left that alone, figuring, you know, $5.99 to Republic Broadcasting, hey, that's not a big deal. I'll consider that my donation. I have actually, Ron, you're not going to believe this. I have actually had people get angry. Well, you didn't tell us the archives are free. I want a refund.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not joking. You know, human nature, I take it all in stride. Somebody is going to try to pick fly stuff out of your sugar bowl at any given turn, and I get that. That's because people think what they think. They don't think past their own thoughts. They don't consider. But they just get a thought in their head, and they just act on it. And they say what's on the tip of their tongue. I used to do a lot of that when I was a very, very young man. And then I saw the value in just shutting your mouth and thinking a little bit more before you open it. But that's me. That's not anybody else. But thanks for asking the question, folks. You know, I mean, are we worth a lousy dollar a day? I don't even think, can you even buy a cup of coffee for a buck anymore?
No, definitely not.
Okay, so, you know, we're not inflation-proof. We're always being charged more for our electricity and power, which is another game and another subject matter for another day. What a game that's being played on the American people. You notice how you have, we're just a delivery mechanism. You know, wait a minute. You know, we buy the power from the power company, and, well, you're dealing with a delivery company that doesn't have anything to do with the power generation part of it. We're just the middleman. Noticed your electric bills going up lately? Yeah. Welcome to the corporate world. They got you where they want you. You need electricity, and boy, do they know it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account. But a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Yeah, just another few words here about the donations. Folks, you hit that donation button, and you go to the Dollar a Day Club. You know, and Gary in Arkansas, he just called in. He thought the phones were open. No, they're not going to be open until next hour. But he has an update on Rod Class, and I'll listen to what he has to say. But he's the one who suggested this. You know, what can I do? A dollar to $29 a month. A dollar a day, that's $30 a month. Or patron support, $50 to $100. And, you know, let me let me not discourage. I mean, if you're a rich person, you know, the Egyptians thought that you know, they could cross over and take their stuff with them. Folks, they don't make hearses. Do you know why you don't see luggage racks on the top of hearses? Because when they take you to the cemetery and they put you in the ground, you don't get to take anything with you. You go out of this world exactly like you came in. Only the second time around, it's dead, not alive, at any rate. But, you know, RBN has been serving the listeners for more than 10 years with information that's timely and much needed so you can stay at least a step ahead. Information is a powerful tool that's necessary in the world today. And what it's coming down to this, I mean, it is literally coming down to this, is this a want or a need? Well, you already know the answer to that question. And we need you as well. So set up that monthly donation so we can continue to educate and inform people. And not only for you, for those yet to come, it's an investment into the future. And that's exactly what this is. It's an investment. I've invested a lot of stuff, man. And it's at times it's been a real grind. You know, Ron, I was actually criticized by business owners before from the NFIB going, you run a radio network and you don't make any money? What are you doing that for? And I was like, you don't get it, do you? You know, you got your National Federation of Independent Businesses, and the Mac Daddy of the problem is staring you right in the face, and you're not talking about it. They used to have millions and millions of members. Well, guess what? They don't have the millions and millions anymore. I think they have 800. No. I think they only have 400,000 members left. And the people that were part of the NFIB, in order to be a member, you had to be a business owner. Well, you had millions before, and you only got 400,000 now. Duh. What seems to be the problem? Well, it's the economy. Well, why is the economy the way it is? They actually invited in Mr. Laffer of the Laffer Curve. He and I, a friend of mine that was part of the NFIB, we went to the luncheon, we sat there for 10 minutes, and we weren't laughing at Mr. Laffer and the Laffer Curve. We got up and walked directly out of that place. And everybody's sitting there all suited up and having their lunch and listening to the speaker about the economy. And I couldn't stand it. It was either get up and walk out or start screaming at the top of my lungs. And I chose the former and not the latter. But this is not real hard to understand. But you know what, Ron? It's just not talked openly about on the mainstream media. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. I have to say one thing that I've admired about you, John, is that you not only talk the talk, you walk the walk. And that is, you take those things, those items that were very endeared to you, such as your bike and stuff like that, and you auction them off to support your station. I mean, what type of man does that?
An idiot? Somebody that just doesn't see the world the way other people see it. I mean, this, you know, it's funny you should mention this, Ron, because I've been thinking a lot about this network over the past several days. And we've got it back into shape. We whipped it back into shape. We got the archives back up. Technically, we're sound. Hell, even Jack Blood was able to do a show today. And he'll be able to do one tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I'm dumping half of the office space here to lessen the hit on the monthly rent. I'm doing everything constantly to try to stay a step ahead of the bill collectors. And I'm going to keep trying to do this until I can no longer do it. But I'm asking the listeners out there. I said before, I don't want to do any more pledge drives. You know, we've restructured internally this network. We've cut the cost, and we're continuing to cut cost where we can without hurting services, let's just say. But you can only cut so much. I mean, think about this, folks. You're sitting in your home right now listening to this program, or you're at work, or you're in the car going home from work. How many things can you cut in your household expenditures without doing away with the household? Without the roof and the four walls, you know? You can only cut so much. But I'm going to whack out some more here. I'm going to give up half the office space. We're going to be stacked on top of each other here, but that's okay. Probably going to have to give up my office, and I'll just sit in the broadcast room and use a computer in here. I had no problem with that, even giving up my office. I got no problem doing that. Whatever is necessary. But I want to urge people to consider. You know, we're coming into that feel-good time of the year. It seems like the only stretch that the human race understands, at least in this country, that, well, you know, it's a time to be merry and thankful and all those other things. And then quickly disappears as soon as the hangover from the New Year celebration disappears. And, oh, God, I got to go back to work. That's even if you're working. You know, I'm having a real time of it. Evidently, things are not bad enough that even mainstream media wants to start dropping a few more hints. They seem reticent to do it. I mean, really? I mean, Ron, sitting there watching this woman going, well, we don't know what's going on. You know, the holiday sales are down. What? Are you kidding me? And you're part of the Fox Business Network, you moron? But, of course, she probably does know what's wrong, and if she said it, she'd lose her high-paying job. Oh, that's where a lot of people seem to be, that they'll dance with the devil in the pale moonlight because it's the way they earn their bread. Forget that it's a little moldy and a little crusty, and, you know, it might not taste so good, but, you know, I have to, because I have to feed my family. What if, Ron, what if we just put this country back to rights the way it should be? Honest money, which is going to force a lot of dishonest politicians to go get a real job. You know, I was talking to several people today, of all things, about things of, like, JFK. And one man has wrote a book that he's going to be advertising on a network, and I said, do people understand what has gone on in this country? Here we had JFK that comes up and does the executive order for the federal notes, not Federal Reserve notes, but the federal notes, to put them in circulation at zero interest. Ooh. Well, he also wanted to spread the CIA to the four winds. This is the president after Eisenhower. And Eisenhower, what did he say in his last State of the Union bye-bye speech? Watch out for that military-industrial complex. Well, look at the mechanism that we have. We have the CIA. We have the Pentagon. We've got the military-industrial complex. We got the bankers. We got the government. We got everybody tied up, nicely, you know, tied up like with a little Christmas bow, all doing business to keep us safe. For our heroes that are fighting to keep us free overseas. Really? You know, they will bounce a man out of football because he punches his wife and knocks her out in an elevator. But they'll get up there and promote something that has killed millions and is still killing them today. I find that hypocritical and more than a little ironic.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, well, you saw the Farrakhan clip, did you not, Ron?
Yes, I did, unfortunately.
Well, I'm going to play this for the listeners because this is important that people understand what's going on. And I must say that about 20 years ago, we gathered up a ton of information and we made sure that Louis Farrakhan got it. And one of his aides said, yes, he's received your material and he has reviewed it. So here we are 18, 19 years later. And he's talking about Ferguson. Let me play this clip. You ready there, Dan?
In the days of Moses and Aaron and Joshua, see, they were not afraid to take on the giants. These young people in Jefferson, they're not afraid of no tanks. Ferguson, yeah. What did I say? Yeah.
That's all right.
I guess that's where the governor is sending them tanks from. He's in Jefferson City, isn't he? What is it? The capital city, yes, yes, yes. Those young people that are out there marching, You never seen nothing like that. We get angry and in 1 week it's over. But for over 100 days, men, women, children, marching. But here's what got the whole country upset. See, young people, social media is a great thing, but the enemy got you with the social media. I'm on Facebook, and I have 500 followers. I'm imitating you. And what are you saying on Facebook? Well, I'm telling you, if it was me, you understand? In fact, if they come down with the wrong decision, here's what I'm going to do. And you and your 500 friends agree. The National Security Agency of the United States government got you. But the talk of what's about to go down is all over the country. And that's why the president had to speak out. Because they expect an explosion. Now these young people, they have been made for the Messiah. They're not made for no apologist leaders. No, sir. Mr. Crump, the lawyer, Attorney Crump, yes. He's a good brother.
Yes, sir.
And in the name of the mom and the dad, he's telling the youth, peaceful protests.
Right, right.
Regardless of what they say, we're going to be peaceful. See? And white folks gather preachers and politicians and educators.
That's right.
For God's sake, tell the students
right.
that whatever comes down, we'll accept it and we'll protest. You know, we're going to protest, but we must be peaceful.
Peaceful.
See? But the young, they are God's children, and they are not going down being peaceful.
That's right.
Listen, listen, watch, watch now. Because once it starts, it's on. You may not want to fight. But you better get ready. Teach your baby how to throw the bottle if they can't bite. We're going to die anyway. Let's die for something.
Yes, sir.
Elijah Muhammad said 40 years ago, maybe near 50 years ago, there were 20 million of us then.
Right.
He said if 10 million of us lost our lives, 10 million would be left to go free.
Yes,
now wait. Just think about that. See, when, now, my Muslim family here, imams, and my Christian family, in this book, there's a law for retaliation.
Right.
A law for retaliation. Like for like.
That's right.
The Bible says an eye, a tooth, a life. See, now, as long as they kill us and go to Wendy's and have a burger and go to sleep, they're going to keep killing us. But when we die and they die, then soon we're going to sit at a table and talk about retired. We want some of this earth, because we'll tear this goddamn country up. As-salamu alaykum.
I have a comment, John.
Oh, so do I.
there's not too much of a distance between a domestic enemy and what Lewis is doing. Freedom of speech is one thing, but when you cross that line, you become a domestic enemy. And I think that's where he is at this point.
Well, but you know what we just did? What did we just do by saying that, Rob? Now, okay, I'm on the domestic terrorist watch list.
That's true.
I am a potential domestic terrorist to this country because I promote law and order and the Constitution. That makes me a terrorist. And I want people to really run this through their heads and think about it very carefully. Now, he talks about Elijah Muhammad 40 years ago. Here's the guy that had Malcolm X offed because Malcolm was, kill all them damn whiteys. Then he started to look around and he took the peaceful approach. And when you do that, you allow for so much good to come into your life, it's absolutely ridiculous. Well, they couldn't stand Malcolm X. They had to get rid of him. See, that damn nigger turned. See what he did? He turned. Those are the words that I heard spoken 40 years ago, folks. We were at a point in this country where that term was being eliminated on its own. Remember before you were an Uncle Tom if you dealt with a white man? That's that white man's world. What are you dealing with that for? I'm a little bit at a loss here. Because Mr. Farrakhan, what's been created here is a permanent underclass in this country. And we have children growing up in the streets today in this country that believe that mama is deserved of her recharge on her ECB card. Or she dropped another baby and she gets more welfare. The reason they came after anybody, you know, the media doesn't really want to touch this, but I will. And it has to do with that black comedian. What's his name? Bill Cosby? I'll pick it up on the other side. 3-minute break.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
So, let me see. The world's banksters are Jewish. Mr. Farrakhan is a Muslim. So, what are we down to? Shooting whitey in this country. And I don't know what exactly that means. I've never done anything to Mr. Farrakhan. So, where are we going with this? Are we going to give the government the very excuse that it's been looking for to declare martial law? And it's the middle of the winter, and those fires will burn bright, and they'll burn hot, but they'll burn fast. You know, what did Obama come out with? Well, you know, the 1033 program, you know, with all the military stuff being given to the police department. You know, we need another $49 or $50 billion so we can put cameras on the cops, so we can reform. You know, we need to patch the broken strand between the public and the police. What, by putting cameras on them? How about not making them the administrative arm breakers How about let's try that? How about not making them the representative enforcers for your administrative corporate state? How about we try that? And Farrakhan knows better. He knows better. But right now, to me, he's no better than a Jesse Jackson or an Al Sharpton. He is no better than them. And they're nothing but race baiters. Louis Farrakhan knows better. I know that he knows better. Because he's been told who's been pulling the strings. He knows. Ron, I'm telling you. But this puts us in a very weird position, doesn't it?
How's that, John?
Well, it puts us in a position of shouting down those that want to see change in this country. But they want the change for the wrong reason. They wanted to perpetuate the nanny state or the welfare state or the police state. They are going to hand them exactly what the government is waiting for. An excuse to crack down and to openly declare martial law. Many contend that we have been under martial law since 1933. And the evidence I've seen is exactly right. But we're talking about the government just pulling out all the stops. And under martial law scenario, the Constitution is suspended. Any illusion of the Constitution being in force is suspended. And that's when you will see the full power and the strength of the empire coming after everybody for whatever reason. To take the guns? Yeah, pretty much. But where do we see all the violence taking place? Where do we see the murders being perpetrated? And who's doing the murdering? And you know what? If I'm called a racist, fine. Then label me as being a racist. But this is not about race. This is about common sense. This is about not finding excuses for you being dumbed down and stupid. For having no regard for human life at all. For not having the respect for yourself to conduct yourself as a man or as a woman. And I use those in capital terms. Okay.
Now, did Lewis identify who they were going to fight against? Was he just generalizing, incorporating all white people? Or the blacks and the whites in the police force?
From what I can see, it's against Whitey.
So you don't think he's against the black officer?
Well, you know, he criticized Obama and Eric Holder and other black leaders for engaging in what he sees as compromise and being out of touch with young African Americans. He believes they're doing the bidding of white people. I don't know, what does that statement say to you?
Yeah, it's white people or the enemy.
You know, little John Statmiller down here in Round Rock, Texas, you know, I want a race war in this country. And God, I am thoroughly amazed by the audacity of this man. Now, he's come out and spoken truth before. Let me say this. He has come out and spoken truth before. But now we're coming down to the nub. Now we're coming down to the end of the road. And we can either take this path or we can take that path. I would like to see the young people brought out of the cage that they have helped build themselves. You got 20 million black Americans. His statement was, so what if 10 million die? That means the other 10 would be free. Free from what? Free from what, Whitey? How about being free from the government? How about being free from the money masters? How about being free from the manipulators and the liars? that will sell pounds of human flesh like you and I would buy grains of rice in a grocery store. How about that? I'm telling you, Louis knows better, and I have no idea why he's taking this tact. Unless Mr. Farrakhan is not the man he portrays himself to be. You know, Ron, Friday, I had to pay the board ops, so I had to go to the bank. And the bank's only open on Saturdays till 2 o'clock. And by the time I got done with my banking, it was like 2:10, 2:15. Well, the front door was locked. There's another man standing at the counter, and he and I struck up a conversation. And we sat in the lobby of that bank for about a half hour. Bank people didn't screw with us. They left us alone. He was a truck driver. Oh, did I mention he was black? And he and I talked. And I swear to God, Ron, he's a truck driver. He listens to talk radio. He knows something's very wrong, and he doesn't like the flavor of it. I sat with that man for about 20 minutes inside the bank, and we talked for about another 10 outside the bank. But you could see in the man's face, you could see it in his eyes, you could feel him. As I was talking, things were starting to drop into place for him.
Mm.
We talked about race. We talked about slavery. He brought up the likes of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And we had a real man-to-man conversation. And I invited him. I said, look, you know, where do you live? He said, well, I live here in Round Rock. And I said, when you get some time, give me a call. He said, we'll go do lunch. I said, and then some. This is about men tackling a problem as men, not as a race. And this is how this has all been boiled down to, race or religion, to fight each other rather than identifying the problems that are plaguing us all and making us all slaves. Rather than do that, people like this, people like the Farrakhans and the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons. Burn, baby, burn. Yeah, let's just start burning down the damn cities. That ought to move the banker bastards out of this country, right? That's going to make them really afraid. The only thing that you're going to do is engage and activate the police state. That's the only thing that you're going to accomplish. Rather than through education as to what this country should be, the monetary system we should be using. And another idiot calling me on the telephone. People want to know why. Well, John, why don't you just turn off your damn phone? Because that's an emergency phone number. I've had it for 20 years. So, go ahead.
When I think about the black race, they have some of the greatest tools ever handed to mankind. And that's your civil rights discrimination tools.
Yeah.
They're very powerful. I don't get this with Louis Farrakhan.
Well, and what this gentleman, Charles was his name, what he said to me, he says Martin Luther King was not a civil rights activist. He was a preacher, kind of a prophet. And I said, civil rights? I said, you know, that just made slaves of us all. I told this to black men years ago. I said, the civil rights didn't free you. The only thing the civil rights movement did was lock you into the brand new system that they just handed us. Congratulations, you're still a slave. But you can't see or feel the chains. Nevertheless, they're there. How do we be free? Second hour coming up with Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by Way of Toxic Currency.